Recording with the family in mind, 3, 2, 1. Do you control your money or does your money control you? With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. The money issues that we are still all facing right now were caused by unscrupulous business people and deals, but they were aided by the financial naivete of the average consumer. You know, most people forgot or ignored money basics. We all need to remember it's important to identify what you want and why, when you want it, and what it takes to achieve it. And in order to recover from this recession in a sustainable way, we must recalculate our relationship with money. The bottom line is that most of us have a spending problem, and that means we have no savings. History really does repeat itself, and that puts a lot of people at risk. Investors, for example, whose retirement is right around the corner, simply cannot afford the "it won't happen to me" line of thinking. Baby boomers have a unique challenge of trying to retire right now. It is an incredibly uncertain economy in which we are existing. Over 9% unemployment, 10 stagnant years of market growth, and unprecedented drop in real estate values. So we all need to increase our cash reserves, develop an accurate estimate of how much you actually spend. We need to maximize tax-deductible contributions now and educate ourselves. And remember, it is important to keep on learning. If you happen to be in your 50s and you haven't saved for retirement, yes, you're in trouble, but also know that there is a way out, and also know that you have company. 10,958 baby boomers turn 50 every day. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.